We're joined here today on the High School Volleyball Preview Show by Head Coach Michaela Cron from the IKM Manning Wolves. They're coming off an outstanding year a season ago, going 14-17, but playing very tough against some of the top teams in their league and on their schedule a year ago, losing a bunch of those in five. And excitement coming into the season. Coach, I tell you what, I'm excited for you. I'm excited for the program and the girls, and I'm excited to get this season underway. So I appreciate you joining us here today to talk about Wolves Volleyball.
Yeah, thanks for having us. I'm definitely excited, and so are the girls.
Yeah, I have a feeling that since last season ended, this group of girls and this coaching staff's been excited to kind of get this season started.
Yeah, it definitely helps when you return everyone. I think it just makes a better off-season vibe, and they know they're all coming back, so they want to work hard for each other, and really good for the team morale.
And it sounded like you had a good off-season and a good summer. This is a group that wants to put work in.
Yeah, we had a really good off-season with attendance and stuff at Open Gym and weights all summer long, and a lot of them played AAU and did even like a separate club team besides their AAU team that they put together with most of the high school girls. So definitely got a lot of volleyball time in and a lot of reps, which is great for us.
What have you noticed here in the fall, and what did you see in the summer as improvement for this group?
I just feel like they've worked really hard on, speeding up their arm and just getting those like setting reps and getting those reps with your setter. I think that makes a big difference too. And working on serve receive. I mean, we can always improve on serve receive, but I definitely think just from the last couple of days of practice, like I don't feel like we went backwards during the summer. I feel like we're going forwards already. So I think it's like one of the best preseasons so far that we've had.
With so much experience coming back, what was the focus this summer that you wanted them to try and get better at?
Serve receive. I just think we struggle with it, and every server is different. I think it's probably the hardest part of the game, and I think you have to just be really consistent at it so you can run a quick offense and you can run anything. The more we're in system, the better it's off we are. We want to set our hitters the best we can and the best balls we can. So I think it just the more consistent we can be at serve receive, the better we will be.
I hear people talking about this program from outside of the program, and there's some excitement and some expectations. I'm sure you and the girls want those expectations. Do you temper them a little bit, or do you think this group can handle those? This team's got a chance to be pretty good and pretty special.
I think just playing in the off season definitely helps with some of those different pressure situations that they like, okay, we can handle this. And I definitely think just even being like, since we are returning everyone, like at varsity level last year, they got some of those situations. I know we went like five sets with multiple conference teams. So they could see some of that. And they get used to that. I mean, it's not bad to be in those situations. It's just nice when you come out on top, not on bottom.
What do you think will be the difference this year if you kind of flip that script and start winning some of those tight five setters, or maybe you end them in four? What do you need to be better at to be able to do that? You mentioned serve receive. Is that kind of the overall key?
Yeah, I think that, and just speeding up our offense as much as we can, not having those little like communication errors and mental errors, like just focusing the whole time. Sometimes I feel like we are daydreaming a little bit every once in a while, and it's like, no, we got to stay in this all the time. Or you win game one, and then it's sometimes hard to win game two because you're like, oh, we can do this, we got this. But it's like, no, we still have to work just as hard to win game two and game three and so forth. So just like if we can continue to do that, those things, I think we can be very successful.
You mentioned everybody back from last year. So there's a list of what I call top returners: Anna Stangle, Grace Carroll, Addison Bandow, Caitlin Bandow, Carly Arp, Ella Langle, Keegan Ashad, and Olivia Lindy all kind of saw a lot of time for you and performed well a season ago. With that many girls coming back, how much room is there for new kids to fight their way into the system? And who are some of those new kids that might be able to do that?
Yeah, there is a little bit of room, obviously, and we're trying to change our lineup a little bit so that way we're not exactly like last year, because if we weren't winning last year, I feel like we probably aren't going to be winning with the same lineup this year. So we want to do some different stuff. Macy Groon, she has really developed this last year, so I think she'll see quite a bit of playing time, so that would be good.
Coach, as far as any changes, you mentioned you want to change the lineup. Is it style changes, or what kind of changes could we see from the Wolves?
Just like we're just trying to, I guess, kind of trying to figure out what lineup will work best for us. We went to a camp this summer, a team camp in Johnson for a couple of days. And so it was kind of, every game we tried to line up. It was like, do we like it? Do we not like it? Pros, cons. And then we try a different lineup, kind of same thing, pros, cons. Even just flipping like, okay, maybe this hitter should start in the front row versus the back row. Just little things all the time. Or this passer works better next to that passer. Or do we have the libero play this spot or this spot? And the girls are really good about it because they agreed they don't think our lineup last year was our best lineup. So we're just trying to figure out what will work best for us. And maybe it'll be a nightly decision. And I think they're okay with that too because they understand, like, we have enough girls that can play well. So if we have to throw in a different person that night, it'll be okay. So just continuing to work different lineups, not just – setting in one set in stone. We want to get comfortable in those just a couple different ones.
What do you feel the strengths will be early in the season for this team?
I think just what I've seen so far, they've been really scrappy on defense, just touching a lot of balls that we don't normally get to or running down stuff. I feel like they really are hustling and getting after things and kind of playing more for each other, which is nice to see.
Concerns? What's the biggest thing that scares you coming into the year?
I think probably our serve receive, just because, you know, when we went to that team camp, you know, there was one team we played and then we got aced like three times in a row, and it's like, oh, I don't want to see that. Like, that's not what any coach wants to see. I mean, she was a great server, don't get me wrong, she earned every part of that, but I would like hope that we can at least free ball it over at the very minimum after something. I don't like to get aced.
Coach, the schedule this year, it looks a little bit different than last year. You and I were talking during the commercial break here on the show that you're getting kind of a late start to matches this year, and you're hoping to get that changed.
Yeah, I've talked to our athletics director and seeing if we can move one up or get something earlier. And then I think we have a little break, a week off almost in the end of September, and trying to see if we can get something filled in there, because we have a couple weeks with three games, a quad or a triangular, and then two conference games that week. So if we don't have to play Monday night and Tuesday night, that would be great.
Do you like the strength of the non-conference games for you?
What'd you say?
Do you like the strength of the non-conference matchups?
Yes, yes. I think we have a good – we go to the Carroll tournament. They always have great teams there. We go to Tri-Center tournament as well, and they have just different teams that we don't see. They're not as close. I think Westwood usually comes down to that, Lawton, Bronson, some of those northern teams, which we don't see a lot. So it's just nice to see lots of varieties and not the same team over and over and over.
Coach, the WIC, I think it's underrated every year. I think I say that every year because I fully believe that it's a better conference than what most people outside of the WIC probably realize. How do you fit into the WIC this year, and where do you want to finish?
I definitely want to finish in the top half, and I think we have the potential to do that. I think we can be very competitive in the WIC, but I also agree it is very an underrated conference. It is tough. Every night you don't know what you're going to get, and every match is competitive. And I think last year we had a three-way tie, maybe two three-way ties within the WIC. So, yeah, definitely shows that everyone's pretty much an even playing field.
And Riverside probably, are they the clear favorite this year?
I would say so. Yeah, they've just been very good the last couple of years, very athletic. Even in, I think they played really well in softball too. You know, you can tell they're putting a lot of time in, weights, all of the open gyms, everything that every team is doing. But, yeah, all of them are buying into it.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time all season long. Appreciate you joining us here to take a look at the Wolves' upcoming season. Looking forward to catching up with you on a weekly basis this year and watching this team continue to grow and develop. So appreciate you joining us, and best of luck.
Thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Mikayla Cron again with the IKM Manning volleyball team. We'll be back. We'll stay in the WIC. Molly Lang set to sit down with Mason Nealon coming up next year on the Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network.